Listener Production.
Hello, it's Matt Layson with you. A life-threatening emergency is unfolding as an east coast low triggers flash flooding in parts of New South Wales. Torrential rain is falling in Sydney, the Central Coast, the Hunter Region, South Coast and the Illawarra. There is major flooding at North Richmond and warnings are in place for the Hawkesbury and Colo Rivers. Adam Jones from the SES says there are a couple of things people can do to protect their homes and property.
Not park under trees. Make sure that you've cleared your backyard of any items, and anything large, make sure you tie it down. We often hear jokes around trampolines being flung around, but trampolines can really injure people or make damage to property, which we're going to have to come out and do a temporary repair on, which is stopping us being focused on these communities that really need us right now.
It's likely another crossbench senator will support the Albanese government's 2030 emissions reduction target. David Pocock admits he'd like to see Australia aim higher, but he won't stand in the way of the legislation. Treasurer Jim Chalmers has all but ruled out an extension for the temporary cut to the fuel excise. He's told The Guardian the measure is too expensive as Labor tries to tackle a $1 trillion debt. Briefly, engineers are investigating after a hole was found on the side of an Emirates plane in Brisbane. And Wills and Kate could be heading to WA. That's if Premier Mark McGowan gets his way. He's invited the Duke and Duchess to Perth's International Festival of Football later this month. Collingwood coach Craig McRae is hopeful for a best-case scenario with Darcy Moore's injury. The star defender hyperextended his knee in a collision late in the win over Gold Coast last night.
Yeah, it's a hyperextension. That's the first diagnosis. We'll have to wait for scans in the coming days and work out what that looks like. You know, fingers crossed it's a positive result for us.
Sunday afternoon football action is underway with Richmond taking on the West Coast Eagles. Later today, Greater Western Sydney tackles Hawthorn, then Fremantle meets Port Adelaide.
Listener.